Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents I Love My Office. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Ray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, Chocolations of Amerindac, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mac Kaner, engineer. And by the way, we're also produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can go to Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, again, this week's winner, Concept Care, and we're pleased to have this as our very first guest, the president and CEO of this fine organization. She is Carol Greenberg. And Carol, good to have you with us. Congratulations. Again, this started 23 years ago. It was based on the need for home-based healthcare, specifically for seniors and the physically challenged. Tell us more about the genesis of how this started.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited that we won because I am very proud of my office and the staff and the commitment that they all have made to the entity. Concept Care was started in 1995 because of my focus on wanting to change what the industry looked like at that time. The industry was focused on changing from a business mix to a product mix, and no longer were we seeing the commitment to compassionate care and quality care, because as companies became larger and larger, they seemed to have lost the pulse in what was necessary in providing such care. Most people want to stay at home. They don't want to go into hospitals or institutions. And we can keep them at home with quality care and compassionate care more so than having been in an institutional setting.
Yeah, it's a multi-pronged approach that you take, and so many resources that those that use it have. I mean, from care and case management, therapeutic interventions, nursing facilities, that's just a small sample size of what you do, right?
Correct. It is. It is. On a daily basis, we hold hands. On a daily basis, we provide the exceptional care that you would normally get in a hospital. We can provide it now at home with interventions of IV therapies, with interventions with new medications, physical therapies, assistance with certified agencies such as the VNA, the VNS. These are the agencies that support caring for a client at home. It's just not done by one entity. It's done by a number of people working together with the same commitment for quality and exceptional care.
Yeah, it says that you employ the highest standards of ethics as they relate to the client, associate community, and all business practices and clinical outcomes. That's kind of part of your mantra here, right?
Yes, it is. It is. Is it a mantra that we carry on a daily basis? It's a focus of integrity. Everything that we do is because of what we would want to be done to ourselves. We only deliver the care that we would personally want to receive at home. So if a person comes into my office and they come from another, they are required to have more than a year experience, by the way, by the time they come to us. But if they come to us and they're interviewed at that time and they pass a very stringent screening test, that individual will be the person who I would want in my home. It's a criteria that anyone who passes through our doors have to be accepted in our own home. So anytime a caregiver comes in and is interviewed by HR or is interviewed by a coordinator or anyone on my team, they're thinking about, would I want this person in my home? Is this a quality individual? Because again, they have to pass a very stringent screening test. We require more references than the Department of Health themselves. So it would be a person of the highest standards. And the only time we ever query on a match is because of personality. And that, of course, can be changed.
Let's talk about your staff. How big is the size of the staff here at Concept Care?
We have 168 people out in the field. Those are the field caregivers, the people who provide the direct care. And in the office, we have 8 people who are working with us either on a part-time or full-time basis.
So, obviously, we'll have a chance to talk to some of the people who work here at the office. But what do they love most about being here? And is it making a difference in people's lives and helping them?
I can only speak for myself. And yes, I would say that's what it is. There's a feeling of going home every day knowing you've meant something to someone. You've done something for someone. You've kept them at home. You've given them quality care. It's God-given. I don't want to get religious, but it's something that you're chosen to do. I believe that everyone here in this office, it's a phenomenal team of associates who have the same focus, different personalities. And to have women in the office, 6 to 8 women in an office with different personalities, can be trying at times, but they have the same commitment, and that commitment is to care no matter what.
Do they get the sense it's a family type of atmosphere in terms of the caring?
Well, you know, we had utilized the words concept care family up until this year. And people were objecting to the word, to the usage of the word family, because family goes beyond the scope of just intimacy, intimate family members. So we changed it to the concept care team. But in fact, it is an internal family.
That's great. Well, if anybody wants more information, let's say coming to you for the first time and they're interested in your services, where do they get in touch with you or anybody here?
Yes, they can. They can ask to speak with me directly, and I am available. I am a hands-on person daily. Or they can speak with our client care coordinator, anyone in my office, whether they be in finances, payroll, HR, nursing, they all will be able to communicate the values and the concept. And every individual is different. So when we're talking to a client, we're not giving you a set pattern of what to expect.
All right. Carol, thanks so much for being on with us. And by the way, before we take a break, I want to mention this to you at home. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. How would you like to be a part of this wonderful contest? It's so easy. All you have to do is go onto our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon, you click it, and enter all your office information, and just like that, you're in to win. And again, you can win these fabulous prizes. A bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grand Rock Florists, Chocolations, an assortment from Chocolations in Mamaroneck, a happy hour at Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester, and a social media consultation with our friends at MSM Designs. Good luck from Westchester Talk Radio. Carol, thanks so much for joining us, and have a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That's Carol Greenberg, ladies and gentlemen, President and CEO of Concept Care, this week's winner of I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleveland. We'll be back right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Concept Care in White Plains. They are this week's winner of I Love My Office. I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleveland, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. And we also want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. That's the place to be. Well, yes, indeed, Concept Care is this week's winner of our I Love My Office contest. And joining me now, my latest guest, she is the administrative assistant with the Human Resources Department here at Concept Care. She is Donna Mead. Good morning to you, Donna.
Good morning, Jim.
And tell us how long have you been working here? You said as of June, you'll be starting your 5th year here. Is that correct?
In June, it will be my fifth anniversary.
What do you love most about working here at this office?
I just love the concept of what we do, putting home care professionals in people's homes so that they can, you know, stay in their homes and, you know, recuperate there.
Well, as we talked earlier with Carol at the outset of the show about the genesis of this back in 1995, it came about because of the need for home-based health care here in Westchester. There was a growing need for it, I take it?
Yes, and still is. Still is. I think people just like to be in their own homes. They don't want to be in, you know, facilities if it's at all possible. They do better in their own homes.
Now, let's talk about what you do. As the administrative assistant in human resources, what are the day-to-day operations for you like here?
My day-to-day is that I actually hire the caregivers that come up. We vet them ourselves. We, you know, do the necessary testing and, you know, referencing and stuff. And then we hire them and put them out to work in people's homes.
And I understand they have to go through some really stringent requirements to become a member of the staff here, as Carol told me earlier.
Yes, that would be correct. We do, you know, make them take a test. They have to have a certificate in the state of New York. And then, you know, we do check their references. And, yeah, so it's pretty stringent.
Yeah. And it requires a lot of years of experience to work here?
Yeah, well, they have to have their certificate for at least 6 months, so we don't take them when they're just right out of school, and hopefully they, you know, have experience at what they do.
Now, once they become part of the staff here, in terms of your day-to-day dealings with a specific employee, what do they deal with as far as, like, any questions that they might encounter?
You mean the caregivers?
Yes, the caregivers, yeah. Once they do that.
Well, they're given a plan of care, which is established by our nurse, and then they, you know, they go out and they have to, you know, follow that when they're working in the home, which is why it's pretty tough to, not pretty tough, but I mean, they do have to pass a lot of requirements to work here that we know that when they're in the person's home, the client's home, that they're doing, you know, what is supposed to be done for that client and following those procedures. My basic job is to make sure that they remain compliant with us, which is, you know, medical and in-service. They have to do in-service here on a yearly basis. And so any questions, they call into the office, and either myself or the coordinator usually helps them out.
So are we talking, certainly caregiving for families is very stressful. And this is, I guess, where you come in to try to kind of help facilitate that, ease a lot of that stress for things maybe they can't handle?
Correct, right. It's very difficult if you have a, you know, elderly parent and you're working, you know, to take care of that person. So that's where our caregivers come in, to do what, you know, the family members oftentimes are not able to do.
Yeah, it's kind of a facilitator between the family and the patient who needs that, right?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And as far as the size of the staff, I believe Carol told me it was like over 100 plus that they work here with Concept Care, correct? Field workers?
Yes, that's correct.
All throughout the county, right?
Yep, all throughout the county.
Yeah, and so like from northern Westchester all the way on down, because again, there's that growing need for that kind of home-based healthcare. That's what it's all about.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, if anybody would like more information on perhaps becoming a caregiver here, I don't know if they're looking for any extra help, but if they are, do they contact you?
Yes, absolutely. If you are a licensed home health aide in New York State, you know, we would love to have you come and apply at Concept Care. You can give us a call, 914-682-7990, and set up an appointment to come in and be interviewed.
And the daily hours during the week?
The office staff are here from 8:30 to 5 o'clock daily, but our phone number is 24/7 because we have a answering service.
Whenever you need it, that's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Good thing. All right, Donna, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations to you and your entire staff on winning I Love My Office this week.
Thank you, Jim. It's fun having you guys here.
Thank you, Donna. Donna Mead, ladies and gentlemen, administrative assistant in the Human Resources Department with Concept Care. And yes, they are this week's winner of I Love My Office. We're here in White Plains in the heart of Westchester. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for the short break and return in just a moment.
Headed east on an Amtrak train. Hit the city in the pouring rain. I never thought of
Energy rates are at their lowest in over a decade. Find out what fixed rate power can do for your business. When choosing a supplier, one of your most important decisions is whether to go with a fixed or variable product. Now is the perfect time to talk with fixed rate power. Just like the 2,100 square foot Heathcote Deli in Scarsdale did, owner Greg saves over $4,200 a year by locking in significantly lower energy rates through fixed rate power. Check out fixedratepower.com or call 914-725-7283. Why spend more money on something you may not have to? You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from White Plains. We're here for I Love My Office with this week's winner, Concept Care. I'm Jim Cleanfield, your host, along with the mix master, Maddie the K-Mack, and our engineer. I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Ray Brock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerenek, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. We also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleanfield, along with the mix master, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer. And yes, we are here at Concept Care. This week's winner is of I Love My Office. And our next guest, she is the financial administrator with Concept Care in White Plains. She is Sandra Miller. Good morning to you, Sandra, and congratulations to you all. Well deserved.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being here.
How long have you been with Concept Care as the financial administrator?
This will be my sixth year with Concept Care.
And what do you love most about working at this office?
We have a team here that's very concerned about the clients that we service, and we go above and beyond to make sure that they're taken care of.
Well, this all started back in 1995. This is your 23rd year you're starting. And the reason for starting it was the need for home health-based health care here in Westchester. That's why this started 23 years ago?
That's correct.
And as far as you're dealing on the financial side, what specifically do you do on a daily basis?
Well, part of my responsibility includes the payroll, which is to ensure that all our associates are paid timely and paid for the hard work that they do. I'm also responsible for reviewing the billing that goes out to our clients. I also review contracts. I speak with various representatives that we work with.
And you do that on a daily basis, trying to just kind of keep the books balanced, if you will?
Pretty much.
How demanding is that job? How very difficult is it? Because it's such a numbers crunch to do that, right?
It is pretty demanding, and part of the problems that we face here is the ever-changing laws that pertain to our business. So we have to keep on top of all the legislation that goes on and make sure that we are complying with the rules and regulations.
I was going to say, in this post-Obamacare environment, how has that impacted the way things are done here at Concept Care, as you see it?
Well, part of the, you know, to give you an example of some of the issues we were facing with, it's, you know, the Fair Labor Standards Act that's impacting us a lot, getting proper reimbursements from the state for people who are covered under the state rules. And it's very difficult because each day there's something new being thrown at us.
So are you dealing just with the state or also the county government? I mean, do
county
they have any role
as well,
too?
County and state.
Yeah. And in what way? Just, I mean, just from the number side of things?
Numbers side of stuff, you know, it's difficult to get aides to work because of the availability. And the changes that were made causes the aides to have to seek work elsewhere. So it's very difficult for us to keep the staff going and, you know, making sure that our clients are covered at all times.
Yeah, because there are quite a few clients, and again, over 100 staff that goes out into the field. That's part of
that's,
Concept
that's
Care, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, so do you find that a challenge, not only year to year, but also month to month, day to day, to keep up
day
with
to
all
day,
of this?
Day to day, it's juggling, making sure that we have staff ready and available to send out to our clients as the needs arise.
And what I was told, to become a caregiver, they passed through very stringent requirements to come here. Did you find some of that, that you had to deal with being hired here by Concept Care as well from the financial side of things?
Well, I came with, qualified to do the job. So for me, it wasn't difficult.
And again, it's your 6 year, you said you're with it, right?
That's right.
So, but again, you love the staff most. I mean, it's a very small office that we're here, a very, very intimate setting here.
That it is. And because of that, we are able to help each other out. And, you know, it doesn't matter what our role is, we try to assist as much as we can.
Well, for those of you who may not know, the office is located on the 9th floor here at 50 Main Street in White Plains, for those of you who might not know where exactly it is. So we're in the heart of White Plains here. So 6 years, again, you've been with it. Each year presents its own challenges, right, pretty much?
That's correct.
Okay. If anybody would like more information, again, about Concept Care, they certainly can call, right?
That's right. We are available 7 days a week.
And I believe the number is on the top there. That's the main number, the 914.
The 914-682-7990.
All right, terrific. Sandra Miller, thanks so much for joining us. And again, congratulations to you all.
Thank you so much.
Sandra Miller, ladies and gentlemen, financial administrator with Concept Care in White Plains. They are this week's winners of I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for the short break and be back with more right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Concept Care here in White Plains, and they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Cain, our extraordinary engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armonk, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. We also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Yes, indeed, Concept Care is this week's winner of I Love My Office, and we're happy to have with us as our very next guest. She is Carlene Britton Johnson. She is the payroll billing administrator here, but also is known as the Diva Fixer. Is that your subtitle, you tell me this?
Well, I guess that's what they're saying.
And how did you get that title?
I try to have a good relationship with both our aides and with our clients. And, sometimes, their job can be a little bit stressful. And, I'm always willing to help assist them in whatever area they need, whether it be getting their time done or getting from one place to another. You know, whatever it takes to make them happy is what I do.
So, like, if a particular caregiver comes to you, I mean, they have a specific problem, what's the most frequently asked question they have or the biggest concern they might have that they come to you for?
But of course, it will be how much they're getting paid. And, because we have different types of clients that pay, that we have different levels of pay rate. And, they would want to know what's the best pay rate. And also, one of the other problems is just how to complete their timesheets, because we do have stipulations and regulations that they have to complete so as to ensure that we get paid from the clients and from the insurance company. So they do want to make sure that they're doing everything accurately.
Now, you have over 100 caregivers that are scattered all throughout the county since this place opened back in 1995. That's when it all began. And as you say, caregiving is very stressful, no question about it, for the family, and it can be for the caregiver themselves. And you kind of are someone to lean on in case they have a problem, right?
Absolutely, yes. And you know, you've got to have to make yourself accessible, which is what I do, and give them the time to let them know, you know, how is it that I can best help them, yes.
And I guess it depends on what type of patient they deal with or the family, whatever that particular problem is. I mean, every situation is different.
Absolutely, it is. You know, you do have some clients that don't require a lot of care. And on the other hand, you do have those that can be stressful. You know, sometimes when it should be their rest period is time when they're actually doing work. So, you know, as you said, they're all different kinds of scenarios.
And for those of you who just tuned in, if you wonder again what concept care is, again, it was done on the premise that there was a higher need for home health care here in Westchester over 23 years ago, and this organization certainly has been a beacon of light, I'm sure, for all of these patients and their families for this kind of service, right?
Absolutely, yes, that is correct.
Yeah, as we said, and any time you go into a stressful situation as a caregiver, you need that helping hand, and that's where you kind of come in, and you're the person that they go to, right?
Absolutely, yes. They do come to me, and I want to make sure that I am able to assist them, so whatever it takes for me to really go in there and help them, you know, I will, so that, you know, because this is where the company stands on. You know, we stands on having a good home health aide that is ready and prepared to do her job. So you want to take the stress off from her, you know, having a problem with their timesheets and getting paid. So you want them to really be attend to their job.
And again, we want to emphasize, too, for those of you who tuned in, that the clientele is mainly seniors and the physically challenged. That's who you focus on most, right?
Correct. That's who we really do. And that in itself is a job.
It really is. But I guess, can you say it's also a labor of love trying to make a difference, making their lives much better? Because it is a very stressful situation.
It is. It is. And in most cases, the aides there are taking the place of their actual physical family, because most families are spread all over the country, but they do want to take care of their elderly parent. So, you know, having the right aide there makes a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, certainly for the family member, I mean, it's hard for them to just, you know, drop their work and go home in case there's an emergency. I mean, they need somebody to kind of be a backup for them, if you will, when they need it.
There you go. So that's where the aide steps in as being a part of the family or a family member.
Exactly, you know? Extended family member. That's very, very important.
Correct.
Especially at the age that they become, I mean, when they need more health care.
Therefore, yes, because they become so much more dependent. You know, they're physically dependent, so... You know, of course, putting in the right aid there and having the right aid be there to provide the care is definitely what Concept Care is all about.
Well, if anybody would like more information, we'll give you that phone number. Again, it's 914-682-7990. And they say you're open 8:30 to 5 during the week, correct?
Yes, we are.
All right. Good information. Carlene, thanks so much for joining us. And again, congratulations to you and all your staff on winning I Love My Office this week.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Carlene Britton Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, payroll billing administrator and also the diva fixer. That's what they call her here at Concept Care in White Plains. They've been here since 1995. Great stuff. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break and be back with more right after this.
There have been times in my life.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Volare.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, ever broadcasting live from Concept Care of White Plains, and they are this week's winners of I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster Maddie, the KMAC Hanner engineer. We want to remind you, I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armonk, Ray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. We also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelift's Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, and Fixed Rate Power, along with Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest I'm pleased to have with us is Violet Silkovic. She is the client care coordinator with Concept Care in White Plains. She's been here for about a year. Violet, good to have you with us, and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you haven't been here for very long, but you bring experience in terms of dealing with caregivers from a hospital setting, because you did work prior to this with Westchester Medical Center, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And tell us, because you were as close to the caregivers as anybody, what do you experience in your day-to-day dealings with them?
Day-to-day, it's basically just getting information and feedback from them with the clients, their experience, and the how difficult each case is. Every case is very unique, and just kind of keeping them, bringing them back and in place so that they know to care for each client that we have.
So you deal kind of pretty much on a case-to-case basis per caregiver, because you have well over 100 throughout the county that are part of this.
That's correct. Case to case. Every case is different, and our caregivers are very dedicated. They're compassionate. They love what they do, and each case is different. Some more difficult than others. Some takes a toll both physically and mentally on them. So you need to be the voice on the other end. You need to be there caring for your caregiver as well because of the work that they do. And I have a lot of respect for each and every one of them.
We can safely say then you're kind of an advocate for those caregivers, are you not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, the job, as you say, is stressful, but it's also stressful for the families caring for their patients. In this case, we're talking about specifically what Concept Care is. For those of you who just tuned in, it's aimed toward the seniors and the physically challenged.
Absolutely. And that's what we're here for. I've been in healthcare for 18 years. And I've done every aspect of it. And at the end of the day, it's the client's care. You have to have compassion. You have to have heart. I personally base it on how I would want someone to care for me or a family member. So I try to deliver the same right back. You listen to your clients. Sometimes they're stressed. Sometimes they're aggravated. They don't know what to do. And that's what you're there for, to assist and guide them and help them.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it is very stressful. It can be aggravating on a day-to-day basis, and you need to turn to someone like you and this organization to kind of help out, because they can't take the burden themselves. They just can't. The family members can't.
They can't, and honestly, in this day and age, they need to work, and they just can't physically be there. And to put a family member in an institution doesn't always they can't do that either, whether it be just they feel obligated into caring, so that's what we're there for.
Yeah, as I said, and it sure is much better than a hospital setting. That's what we found out about Concept Care.
Absolutely.
It's a better alternative.
Yes, it is. And Concept Care, even though I've only been here for a year, the staff is wonderful, both in office, the caregivers. Everyone has heart. Everyone loves what they do, and they take it. Concept Care is exactly that.
That's what you love most about working here, the fact that they really look out for their clients and their patients.
They really do. It's all heart, and they treat everyone as if they were their own family member.
And that's quite an extensive family. I mean, throughout all of Westchester, northern, southern, I mean, they're all spread out around the county.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So again, what are the most frequent problems that you experience with a caregiver, I mean, that they often come to you with a question with, that they deal with? Anything specific?
Not so much with problems. They're all very skilled, and they come with a lot of experience, and they're oriented. It's more traveling, I would say, if anything. But other than that, really, I wouldn't say that anything with the care that they do. No, I wouldn't say that.
But there's a trust factor here. There's a trust element, because I think you said it pretty much the best. you want to treat them the way you want to be treated, right?
That's correct, and they do. And our caregivers, I can't be more proud, and I can't say enough about their care and dedication.
That's the key, dedication, commitment. They're out there, and as you say, it's kind of a labor of love. As stressful as it is, you know, they love what they do.
They absolutely do.
If anybody would like more information, again, about your services, we do have the 914 number. You're
That's
open
correct.
8:30 to 5 during the week, right?
That's correct.
Okay, we'll give that to them. It's 914-682-7990. Again, that's 914-682-7990 for Concept Care. And again, Violet, thanks so much for joining us. Continued success to you and the staff. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Violet Silkovic, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she's Client Care Coordinator with Concept Care, this week's winner of the I Love My Office contest. We're going to take a short break and be back with more in just a minute.
Someday, when...
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from Concept Care here in White Plains, and they are this week's winners of I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armonk, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest here at the winning office. He is Herbert Adler. He's a practicing attorney at law here in White Plains, but more importantly, is the House Counsel for Concept Care. Herb, good to see you with us, and you've been here almost since the very beginning, more than 20 years. Tell us about that.
Oh, I met Carol and the organization over 20 years ago. I've been serving as their legal advisor for that period of time. A lot of issues regarding licensing compliance and labor law compliance and things of that nature. They are a fully compliant, licensed healthcare agency that has been servicing the Westchester community for over 20 years now.
Now, being in-house as you are, I'm sure that's very convenient for them in case whatever questions arise, you're very accessible. If something does come up, specifically with the law aspect of it.
Sure. I'm located in the same building, although I'm not in their offices, but certainly have been available to Carol and to the rest of the staff whenever they need assistance.
How has the changing healthcare environment impacted the way things are being done here with Concept Care in terms of the legal side? We're talking about in the post-Obamacare era here.
Well, of course, there are a lot of minimum wage issues and Medicaid, Medicare rules, regulations, compliance in terms of that. And I'm sure that some of the new legislation is going to have a significant effect on the availability of funding.
No doubt about that, with the changing tax laws, too. So we're talking basically on a state and local level that you're dealing with, or also the federal aspect of it, or just, you know, the state?
Well, the state is primarily, but the state gets funding through federal grants as well.
Yeah, and again, I guess the healthcare laws just seem to get more and more complicated every year, and you try to kind of cut through that, right?
We hope so. More or less successful, but yes, that's what the job is.
Yeah, so let's say, let's specific on a day-to-day basis, when, let's say, somebody here comes to you with a question, what are the most frequently asked questions they have for you when something comes up that they don't understand?
Well, very often we also have issues of healthcare delivery of the service, whether or not there has been an incident that's taken place with regard to the client who's being serviced. and the issues of potential liability of the organization.
Now, since you came here over 20 years ago, how have you seen Concept Care grow as an organization in these last 20 years?
Well, certainly they've grown in size, their ability to retain caregivers, hire qualified caregivers, provide ongoing training so that their caregivers are qualified and fully able to take care of their clients. And so the expanding number of clients, the expanding need for the service has produced a larger and larger business pool.
Yeah, and again, there are more than 100 caregivers out in the field because, again, the reason this was all created, Herb, was with the need for home health care in Westchester, and it's focusing specifically on seniors and the physically challenged. That's what the need was for.
Of course, and not everybody wants to leave their own home, and this gives people who need care an opportunity to be self-sufficient in their own home with the assistance of an aide.
And they can rest assured that somebody's looking out for them because it's very hard for that family member to take care of that patient, and they need that advocate out there.
That's right. And Carol has been a very vocal and strong advocate for health care.
Well, again, if anybody would like more information about their services, we're happy to give out the phone number here. Again, their office hours are 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, and it's 914-682-7990 if they have any questions, what they might have. It's all available for their 24, I guess they're available 24-7 to answer any questions, right, pretty much?
They have someone on call 24-7.
In case there's an emergency.
Right.
All right. Herb Adler, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Herb Adler, again, he's a practicing attorney at law in White Plains and is house counsel here for the winning office this week, Concept Care in White Plains. My name is Jim Cleefield. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's you and I in the...
Veterans have helped protect and defend our country. To defend us, all have sacrificed some... But some have sacrificed all. The gratitude owed to veterans is immeasurable. They serve our country honorably, without question, and without asking for anything in return. Join Westchester Talk Radio as we honor our veterans with tales of heroism and sacrifice every second Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., live from Scarsdale Ford on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Why We Stand, a very special program made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, MSM Designs, our hosts Scarsdale Ford, and Shark Creative. And you can always listen on demand at westchestertalkradio.com under the podcast page. You can also find more information about Why We Stand at scarsdaleford.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we are broadcasting live from Concept Care here in White Plains, and they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. How you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, and our engineer. And we want to remind you that I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wart Burke, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Pleased to be joined by my very next guest. She is the Director of Patient Services with Concept Care, and she is Donna Woods. Donna, thanks for being with us, and congratulations to your wonderful staff.
Thank you.
Now, what do you actually do as the Director of Patient Services? You work directly, I guess, with the families?
With the families and the patients.
And specifically, obviously everything's different on a case-to-case basis, but what do you encounter on a daily basis in dealing with those families?
Well, this time of year is very time-constrained because any time during the winter months, once the daylight changes at 4 or 5, the sundowning increases. And we actually, out of our patient load, have four cases that need two 12-hour shifts a day, 7 days a week, because, you know, I when I'm orienting the caregivers to the services, I ask, go around the room and question, how many have children? I said, do you remember when you had two-year-olds? You hoped that they were toilet trained, you hope you slept through the night, and you hoped that they could intelligently tell you what was bothering them. At the other end of the age spectrum, they're not toilet trained and they're embarrassed about it. They frequently don't sleep through the night, and that's an ongoing issue, especially if it gets dark about 4:30, 5 o'clock. They're up at midnight. And if they're living with family, that's very distressing. If they're living alone, it's a safety hazard because they'll think that they can get up and make themselves hot chocolate, a cup of tea. No. I really can't.
Well, again, that's the cycle of life. I mean, it just repeats itself. As it you repeats. Say, the age spectrum is different.
Yes. And believe it or not, the caregivers are very caring, and the caregivers frequently, because they are strangers, will get them to do more than a family member would. My favorite story is of one lady, and I thought the caregiver was maybe a little too young because she was a hospice patient, and it became an issue where they live on the hill between Central Avenue and Bronxborough Parkway about grocery shopping, and the caregiver said, oh, no problem, on my computer, we'll do Peapod. Well, that led to online dating, and at the Christmas Seven Fishes dinner, she was quick to announce to the family that for the New Year's, they were thinking of doing online dating. They couldn't decide if they should put themselves down as a biracial. And she kept saying to the aide, what's that other word, bisexual? She didn't know what it meant. I said, I think the family would be a little upset. But she enjoyed, I mean, another one down by the Cross County Shopping Center, as I walked in, she also was a hospice patient, never married, lovely little house. And they're sitting on the front porch, and they're intently watching the workmen across the street rebuilding this house. I said, what's wrong? Are they bothering you? She said, no. You see the guy in the corner? Do you think he'd be a good match for the eight? I mean, they really get very, very close.
They really do become a second family in many ways because they see them all the time now, right?
Yes.
Because, as I said, it's a stressful situation, not only for the caregiver, but also the families. But, again, that's an amazing story, the fact that they really become intertwined with that family as they get to know them.
Oh, and they were, and the one was so proud that she learned the computer can lure that over the son-in-law. But we have another man, 99, that's where I have to go next. And if Sada Lane is listening, if they would please provide at least one parking space for visiting nurses. He's 99, really can't, has lost speech. But lights up because he has one male aide and one female. And the female, I guess, kissed him Christmas Day. Well, he started laughing so hard, she said, I ended up on the floor. I thought I was going to need a diaper. She couldn't believe a kiss for the Christmas holiday would make such a difference. Across the street, we had a lady with a live-in, and because of the parking, I was circling and saw the two of them outside, and I said, what's wrong? You didn't tell me you had a doctor's appointment. I'm going to be late for the show. I said, what show? They were modeling in the synagogue. They were having some sort of, you know, show for the seniors on clothing. And they were the models.
Really? That's a wonderful story. Just wonderful stories there. Just really enlightening the experience. I mean, because it's a stressful situation, but it's nice to know that there are heartwarming stories and funny stories that the caregivers deal with. It's not all serious all the time.
It's not an easy job, and a lot of them do it really from the heart because it's not they're not making a fortune and a half. And they really get very attached. Very attached.
And again, it really is a labor of love, as tough as it can be, but it's a tough
labor.
Job they love.
And I find that, I mean, the 99-year-old is a good example. I mean, if he was in a facility, they probably would have tried to confine him. You know, he'd have to get up at a certain time. There's a form of independence that helps them, I think, adjust to their loss of independence. Their biggest complaint is about the son or the daughter or the daughter-in-law trying to tell them what to do. I'm the parent, but it's a role, and my frequent comment to them is, it's done out of love. You know, it's not, you know, being harsh. And they look and roll their eyes like a teenager, but it's a sad commentary, but they do need the help. Whereas someone private can come in, you know, complete stranger, and get them to do whatever.
There you go. Well, that's what it's all about. Well, again, if anybody would like more information, again, we will pass along the phone number. It's 914-682-7990. If you have any questions, somebody is available to answer that. Well, Donna, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations to you all again.
Okay, thank you.
Donna Woods, ladies and gentlemen, again, Director of Patient Services with Concept Care here in White Plains, the winning office for I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleafield, and we'll be back in just a moment after this short break. Right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI at Durante. Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTE. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTE. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTE. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTE or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTE today.
Back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from Concept Care at White Plains. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist of Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerenac, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. We also want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, we're pleased to be joined by our final guest for today. She is a receptionist here at Concept Care. Her name is Mariah Hudson, and she's a part-time receptionist. And actually, Mariah, you started as an intern. Tell us about that.
I started as an intern from Thomas H. Slater Center. So it was a summer job that I got, and I got to work with Carol and the wonderful staff. So I was an intern for probably 2 months. And after I was an intern, I got hired part-time, where I worked with Concept Care, and I still work here. So I worked for a year and a couple of months that I've been with Concept Care.
And you said the thing you love most about working here is meeting new people. Is that right?
Yes.
And what kind of people do you meet on the job?
I meet a lot of interesting people that I don't meet on a regular basis that are different from me. They come from all different backgrounds, and they're just fun people to meet.
Yeah, and do they have any particular questions when they come to this office every day?
They come to ask questions regarding payroll, timesheets, to gather new cases that they can work on, and just to stop by and check out how Concept Care is doing.
Do you meet new clients that come here needing services for the first time?
Sometimes different companies call us to gather services for different clients that they might have, such as White Plains Hospital and other hospitals around the area.
Well, the receptionist is the first person people see, and you're the first person they talk to about, let's say, whatever their questions are. And if you can't ask them, I guess you can refer to the rest of the staff, too, if they have specific questions about them?
Yes. So people call every day. I'm the first person they speak to. So I kind of the person to break the ice with everybody I speak to, and then I transfer them to the department that they need to speak with, such as coordinating, payroll, and sometimes they call to speak with the president of the office.
Yeah. And again, you're basically a Monday through Friday operation during the week, right?
Yes.
Although we should mention, again, if anybody ever calls, of course, anybody can get an answer 24/7. We should highlight that because the purpose of Concept Care, for those of you who just tuned in, again, is specifically for seniors and the physically challenged. That's the main clientele you deal with.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, did you have an interest in getting into the medical field when you first started here? How did that all come about?
When I first started here, I was interested in the medical field. I went to college to be a nurse, but that happened to change while I was here. So working with Concept Care gave me more experience of what I'm going to deal with on a day-to-day basis of working in the medical field. So it made me decide that I like to work in the medical field more.
Well, nursing is rewarding, but I'm sure doing what you do is also rewarding, too, because you're dealing with people every day.
Yes.
And you really enjoy your job.
I enjoy my job a lot.
You really do, even though you've been here for a very short time. But again, this is a place you love to come to work every day.
Yes, because it gives me a lot of experience working with different people. And it gives me an idea of what I'm going to do in the future when I work in the medical field.
Well, this is a great organization, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it's a multi-pronged approach to taking care of those seniors and those who are physically challenged. Really, really recommend it. And so, again, if anybody would like more information, again, we can give them the phone number, Mariah. Again, it's 914-682-7990 if anybody has any questions. And you're open again 8:30 to 5, is that right?
8:30
to 5. And, of course, you'll get to talk to her and anybody else that might answer your questions. Well, Mariah, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations to everybody at your office here. Well deserved.
Thank you for having me.
That's Mariah Hudson, ladies and gentlemen, a receptionist with Concept Care White Plains. And again, they are the winners of the I Love My Office contest. And that'll do it for this segment here of Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield. I want to thank our crew, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer, Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Creative and Shark Media. Thanks so much for your help as well. And, of course, to all the people, the fine people here at Concept Care, congratulations on your win. And to you at home, thank you, the audience, for joining us. You help make radio great. Just remember that. Well, have a good day and the rest of the evening, and we'll see you again next time. Take care, everybody.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.